We're on the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. The Tana Dvar Bishmuel V'Kidashto L'Chol Dover Shebekdusha. By Kohanim, you have to Mekadosh him, that for every thing of Kedusha, he comes first. L'Ftoach Rishon, right, he gets the first Aliyah. L'Vorich Rishon, he gets to bench. What's it called? By Birkas HaMotzi, Rashi says in Birkas HaMazon. V'Likl Mona Yofa Rishon. Rashi says, Kishecholikim Echel V'Kohanim B'Lechem HaPonim. So it's obviously difficult, Rashi, because all of them are Kohanim. So does it mean that the Kohen goes first in Chalukas Lechem HaPonim? And therefore, other Rishonim learn that it's talking Stam, at a meal. He gets the first portion, he gets first pick, the Kohen. The reason Rashi said this is because it says, Bechol Dover Shebekdusha, Stam, eating a meal, is not Dover Shebekdusha. So Rashi learns they're talking about what's it called, either, that they're also Kohanim Bali Mumim, that split up the Lechem upon him, and the Kohanim who are not Bali Mumim, the ones that are Kilechem Elokecha, who Makriv, they come first. Or that it's talking about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol gets first when they split up the Lechem upon him, if he wants a portion with the other Kohanim. Okay. Omar Rava. Shori le litzur merabonu lememar lo yahivna akarga. Right, a Talmud Chacham can say, I'm not going to give the tax. Tichsiv menad de blo v'holach lo sholit lemirma aleihon. Right, it's a pasuk in Ezra that the Talmidei Chachamim are potter from all these kind of taxes. V'omer of Yehuda, what are these? Menad zu menas hamelech. That's the tax that went to the king. Below Zukesa Gugolta, the head tax, the Holach Ze Arnona, tax on the fields. And the Talmud Chacham is potter to pay, from paying all these taxes. And Shalas, what kind of Talmud Chacham? Pasha is a Talmud Chacham who is a Toroso Noso, and some hold that even if he works, but he only works to survive, and all the rest of the time he learns also as a din of a Talmud Chacham. And for according to most opinions, Bizman Hazeh, there is no din of Talmud Chacham to patter somebody from taxes. V'omar Rava, Shorele Litzur Merabon Lememer, Avda Denura Ana, Lo Yahivna Karga. If they won't recognize the fact that he's patter from paying taxes because he's a Talmud Chacham, then he's allowed to say that he is an Evid of the fire people, and they didn't pay taxes either. My time will avruche arye mine ka'omer. So first of all, it's not a lie, because the Rabban Hashem is called Eish Ochla. So he's an Evid of the Eish. Right? And even though they take it a different way, that he is a priest to the fire people and they're potter from taxes, right? But he didn't say that. So you're allowed to say something to potter yourself from something that you really potter from anyway, and the people don't recognize. If it's mishtami le treyanpe, you're not lying, you're saying the truth. They hear it the way they want to hear it. That's okay. Ravashi have leahu abba zavne le beinura. Right? Ravashi had a forest, and he sold the lumber to the beinura, which is a avodah zara where they made fire. Omer le ravina le ravashi ha'ikal ifne ivel osite mechsho. Right? The Chora, there's Lifnei Iver, you're enabling them to do their Avodah Zarah. And even if they could get wood other places, but it's still Asim of the Rabbanon to provide and help over the Avodah Zarah. Omer Lei, Rov Eitzim La'asok Nitnu. No, most of the wood they use is for heating purposes, not for Avodah Zarah. So I assume they're going to use my wood for the heating, not for the Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Menada blue v'holach mikro hu b'sefer Ezra lo yahivna acharga eni rotzalitein mas b'shul shani chacham. He's allowed to patter himself from paying the mas because he's a Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham is patter from misim. But if they won't accept that and he's really patter, so then he's allowed to say avda denura evet shul avodas kochavim plon nisani ve'eni rotzalitein mas. Nura Shem Avodas Rechovim. Nora is a shame of Avchad. Some say that it was again these fire worshippers. Since he's not saying beferish that he's a fire worshipper, they're just understanding it like that. Right? That's what's not Asur. They say though, if a person has to say outright that he's an Oved Avodah Zorah, a goy, that's Yehorig Valyavar. The Shaila during the Holocaust, people wanted to put on their passports RC, which doesn't mean the cola, but Roman Catholic, and that way they didn't look Jewish, right? They could avoid being marked as Jews. The Shaila is whether they're allowed to do that or not. So since they're not saying beferish that they're Catholic, right, that's how they're understanding it, right? Just put two initials, it could be Royal Crown. It could not necessarily mean Royal Catholic.
Council.
What?
Rabbinical Council.
Right. So Lemaisa, they were heterim to do such things.
Doesn't say about real estate tax.
Who?
Rob is not talking about real estate tax. Just king's tax.
About what?
Real estate tax, Arnona, like we know today here.
Right. No, Arnona was they took tax from sheep, from land, right, or whatever.
Saying,
right.
It's
a tax for the king. Estate. Right.
Real estate, he's not talking.
I'm not sure. Arnona could be on those. Arnona was for all different kinds of things that they took. The king took a portion. Could be took from land too. Okay. Abba is a yar. He had a forest. They use it for avodas chachamim. Some say they used to use it to burn as part of their fire worship. And according to Rashi, it doesn't seem to be there was a fire worshippers. It was stam the name of avodas chachamim. They used it for crosses or whatever. They made wooden symbols of their avodas zorah. La'asoka nitnu u'kemocher la'asoka domi. I'm selling it to them for heating. And most of the wood goes for heating, so I can say my wood's going for heating, not for, they could use it for that. They use it for the Avodah Zuchavim. It's not my, I'm not causing them to use it for that. They have other wood to use for Avodah Zuchavim. Okay. What?
There is a sort to do Lifneivar to Agoy.
Right. Lifneivar to Agoy is also to you. But you're more a favorish in Psochim that you can't send Eivar Menachai to Agoy. So anything that's also to the Goy, you can't cause him to do either. Okay, Mishnah. Ad ha-kotzer, ad shiaschil ha-om liktzor k'tzir chitim, avalo k'tzir sa'orim. First we made a neder that is, something is also till the harvest. So it's till they begin the harvest, and the wheat harvest, not the barley harvest. The wheat harvest is later than the barley harvest. Ha-kol afi mokum nidro. Right? Everything goes according to where he made the neder, which harvest comes first, or which harvest people refer to. Imhoya bahar. If the harvest in the mountains is a different, starts at a different time than the harvest in the valley. V'mhoye babika babika, and if in the valley. Ad hagishomim, ad shiyu hagishomim. Right? If he says, till the rainy season, so until the rain start. Ad shetered revia shnia. Right? That means, till, what's it called, the second rains. Rabshim gom liolomer, ad shiagiyaz manashal revia. Right, not that the second rains have to rain, but until the time comes that it usually the second revia comes. Shel revia, achi yitzeku gesham. If he says I make this neder till the rain stop, achi yetze nisan kulo. Then he's also till the entire chodesh nisan goes away, because until the end of chodesh nisan is still called the rainy season. Divrei Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer achi yavra Pesach, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, till Pesach is over. Because after that, usually it doesn't rain. Rashi. Omar konim sheni toeim ad hakotzer ad shiaschilu liktzor chitim komer velo k'tzir sorim uk'tzir sorim havim muktim. K'tzir sorim comes before the chitim. Im hoye bahar b'shas haneder afal pishior the bebiko osr ad shiaschilu liktzor bahar. You have to wait till they start the harvest in the mountain, which is later than in the valley. And even if you made the nether when you were in the mountain, then even though if you traveled then to the valley, you can't start being mati your nether from when they harvest in the valley. You have to wait till the time they would harvest on the mountain. Omar konim sheni toim ad shakshamim, o shomar sheni toim ad shiugishamim, osra chateirid ruvia shnia, tikshamim mash mishnayim. Gishamim means two rains. So till the second rains come, you're asur. Raviya Shniya, Mefarish Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss when this Raviya Shniya is. Ad Shagiyas Mana Shal Raviya Afabi Shalio Yarda. Even Shagiyas Mana Mutter. You don't have to wait till the actual rains. He meant the time for when that rain usually happens. Omar Kolnim Sheni Toim Ad Shiyitziku Gishamim Asra Ad Shiyetze Nisan Kulo Div Rameir. Rameir Latame, the Omar Seches Tain, Superakama, Ad Mose Sholin Sakshamim. Rameir holds that you ask for rain. Rameir Omar Ad Shiyetze Nisan. You ask for rain the whole Chodesh Nisan. Rav Yehuda Omer Achiyavra Pesach Vesulo. And Rav Yehuda says, till Pesach, what's it called, is over, then you ask for rain. We stop asking for rain already in the beginning of Pesach. Okay. Tanya. Hanoder at Hakayitz Begalil, the Yored La'amokim. Person made a nether, he's not going to do something until the fig, drying of the figs. And he made the nether in the Galil, and then he went to the plain. Even though the fig drying season started earlier in the valley, just like the Mishnah says, he has, since he made the nether in the Galil, it goes after where he made the nether, and he has to wait till they have the fig drying season in the Galil. Ad ha-gishomim, ad shiyu gishomim, ad shetere revia shniya, Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Omer abzeira, machlokis da Omer ad ha-gishomim. Right? It's if he said, till the rains, then there's a machlokis whether he actually meant the rains itself or the time of the rains. Aval Omer ad ha-geshem, ad zman gishomim, komer. But if he said ad ha-geshem, then that doesn't mean till the actual rains, but till the time that it would normally rain. Rashi, machlokes domer ad gishomim. The mar sover ad zmano, umar sover ad sheteret. One holds it means till the time of the rains, the other one says till it actually rains. Avlimomer ad hageshem, divrei akol ad zman gishomim shal revia rishon nekomer. If he said ad hageshem, it means till the time that the first rains usually come, and not necessarily they have to actually rain. The Mark of the Isle, which is a machlokas we'll see in a little while, of when the Revia Rishona is, the Gemashma. Geshem means the first rains, and it also doesn't necessarily mean that it actually rained, it means that the time for that rain to come.